A small setback among a very strong cattle market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. We continue to watch cash and just that strong feeder cattle market and demand. And at midweek on Wednesday, we saw a slight setback in what continues to be a very high cattle market.
Well, I think it really was all tied to just profit taking. I mean, like you said, we've had a tremendous last couple of weeks in the cattle markets, hitting all-time new contract highs almost on a daily basis in the feeder cattle market. And definitely the deferred live cattle markets, and even the front months here as we got towards the second half or the first part of this week. So I think there was a lot of profit taking, some technical selling that came into the marketplace. we're a little bit worried about some of the trade tensions that are increasing across the world, especially with China. And I think that added a little bit of pressure into the marketplace. But overall, I don't think it's a big deal. We still are seeing extremely strong cash, and we still have tight supplies. I think we're just seeing a little bit of profit taking.
And that's Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag. And even though we haven't seen too many reported cash sales here this week through the USDA and such, even across our sale barns, we continue to just see crazy cash prices and extreme demand there.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing, just what the yearling calves and the grass calves are bringing coming off of the pasture. So, I mean, there is some good prices out there, and that, overall, cash will support this market at some point. It's just that futures have to go up and down. They go at the whims of the news that's hitting the market. And right now, they just saw a little bit of profit taking.
And the hog market on Wednesday had their first up day in about a week, I think. So that market maybe just got a little too low.
I think it's the same scenario playing out, and that is, profit taking there. We've been beating that market up so bad, ever since really the hogs and pigs report came out at the end of September. So seeing a little bit of support here isn't out of line, seeing a little bit of a bounce. So I do think that it was a little bit of a cleanup and a little bit of profit taking there too.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.